Hello, I want to tell you a funny anecdote that happened to us when we visited Laos 4 years ago. We were there with my husband, another couple, and my youngest brother. Laos, in that moment, was a perfect holiday destination, not to visit it for the tourists. We traveled in our round, so we tried to arrive to unspoiled and lovely places. One day, following the advices of the guide, we arrived to a wild and paradisiac area. We don't have too much money, so we have to look for a cheap hotel to sleep. We found a small one run by a nice family where the lovely Manny prepares some delicious breakfast, so we chose it. The place had nice huts on both sides of the river. Normally, we rented 2 rooms to save money, but this time it was very cheap, and we decided to take a cottage for everyone. We were delighted with our houses, so after a good dinner, we went to bed. In the middle of the night, my brother, that slept alone, started to hear loud noises in his room. It was something that was on the floor under his bed. It seemed that his butt was moving. He didn't know what to do, so just occurred to him to put on the Walkman with loud music, and he thought, "I don't mind what is happening, but I don't think I'm getting up." He was really scared, but at the end, the fatigue and sleep overcame him. In the morning, he got up very excited. He wasn't sure if it has been only a nightmare, but then he couldn't believe it. His bag was in the other side of the room, and inside, a cookies package, opened and bitten by an animal. It hadn't been a dream, it was real. We went to have breakfast, and he told us his night adventure. We were all terrified, wondering us what kind of visitor would he have. We asked Mommy about it, and she, with a big smile, told us it was just a meow, and she laughed. While we were there, some local people walked around it, and they brought a kind of giant rats. They told us that they hunted them to eat. Ugh. We never knew which strange creature dragged the bag and tried to eat the chocolates, but we were sure that there wasn't any cats. So I remember that the next day my husband bought 2 headlights and were on the whole night, in the case the meow returned to visit us. Thank you.